Right then, let's go to Birdwatch Ireland because it's calling on Kildare residents to get involved as the 35th Irish Garden Bird Survey takes flight. It gives people the chance to enjoy nature from the comfort of their own home while contributing to the maintaining, monitoring and conservation of Irish wildlife. Brian Burke, Irish Garden Bird Survey Coordinator with Birdwatch Ireland, is with me now. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
This is always something that I think people not only in Kildare but around the country enjoy doing because of how simple it can be. You can be just sitting watching telly and keeping an eye on the back garden or the front garden to see what birds are coming in and landing down in front of you.
Yeah, listen, you know, I'm involved in work, you know, protecting and monitoring some rare birds and, you know, some fantastic water bird species and seabirds and stuff. But to be honest with you, I get a huge amount of joy myself just, you know, as you say, watching the birds, just looking out your kitchen window, you're boiling the kettle or doing the dishes or something, and just seeing what's coming and going and how that changes over the weeks of the winter and how that changes year to year, and then coming into work and comparing notes with other people who are doing the survey, you know. So it's really, really easy. It's a really nice one to do. You learn a lot about what's going on in your own garden in your own area, and that it's a bit of fun to compare notes with other people too.
Let's take a look back then at last year and what the most common garden bird in Kildare was last winter. Some might say that's easy. It was a robin, of course, but it actually wasn't.
No, so the robin was the most widespread bird in the country and in the vast majority of counties, but I think Kildare was one of maybe four counties where that wasn't the case. Blackbird was actually the most common garden bird in Kildare. So that was, you know, that kind of highlights, you know, it's a little change and they were only in a few more gardens than the robin, but it kind of highlights the differences between each county, you know, and that's why we need a good spread across the country. We need every county to be well represented so that the data and the trends that we have are representative of what's, you know, going on up and down the country.
Yeah, around 2,000 households take part annually across Ireland. What other birds then were quite common in gardens here in Kildare last year?
So robin came in second. Magpie was joined second with robin, so they're usually fourth, or they're fourth in the national table. Kildare was very good for starling and house sparrow, which is good because certainly house sparrow in Ireland are kind of struggling a little bit, and starling are doing well in Ireland, but not so much in other countries. So it's great to see them doing well there. Blue tit and grey tit were both a bit further down the table than we might expect, but you know, we're not too worried about that. It's probably just variation in the landscape in Kildare compared to other counties. Pied wagtail did really well, and we see them more in the rural gardens in particular than in the urban and suburban gardens. People will be familiar with them. You'll see a pied wagtail, you know, in every town and every road going out of a town in the country and every car park for a supermarket and everything, but they're a bit more common in gardens and urban or in rural areas. And then there was a few other species. Song thrush didn't do as well in Kildare as we might have expected, and coal tit as well. Coal tit is a species that has declined by around 10% or more across the country in the last 5, 6, 7 years. So that's not a catastrophic decline or anything like that, but it's one that we will be keeping an eye on.
Yeah, and I mean, here in Kildare, we're very proud to have some great parks and amenities, the likes of Dunedee, Forest Park, Mullacreelan Woods, the Curra, Pollardstown Fen. You know, it's a hive of activity for wildlife, and I suppose no surprise that 54 species were recorded in Kildare Gardens, one of the highest totals in the country. So we're very proud of having a great array of birds in this county.
Yeah, that was a fantastic result. Most counties are kind of in the 40 to 45 species, but yeah, Kildare had 54. There was plenty of gardens that are getting woodpeckers, and that number seems to be increasing year on year. They're doing very, very well. And then there was other species. I think, you know, one or two gardens had grey herons visiting the garden, had reed buntings, and there was one with a long-eared owl even visiting the garden in the winter, which was a fantastic one. But the more gardens that take part, you know, the more species that will pop up and the more information that we'll have, you know, so...
Yeah. So that was back in 2022, but you want people now to have their say and to document what birds they see in 2023. How can people do it if they want to get involved?
So if you go to birdwatchireland.ie, or you can look at the Birdwatch Ireland Facebook page or Twitter page, and you'll find a link to the Irish Garden Bird Survey, and everything is explained there. It's very, very simple. You can download a form, And fill that in and either email it to us or post it to us, or you can just fill in your camps online. You can just make a note in a notebook and fill them in online. You'll find all the details there. And if anyone is struggling with how to do it, or if anyone is struggling to identify a species or anything like that, you can just give us a shout via email or Facebook or something like that, and we'll help steer you in the right direction.
Super stuff. Well, look, we're looking forward to hearing the results for 2023 as well. That is Brian Burke, Irish Garden Bird Survey Coordinator with Birdwatch Ireland. And of course, you can go on to the website again if you want to take part, www.birdwatchireland.ie.